What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting these possibilities for you to consider, enabling you to come up with your own conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, wherever you may be, my name is Logan. I'm going to be your tour guide for this presentation on the topic of Torah code. And I have the great Greg Braden featured for this presentation. Torah code with Greg Braden decoded. I'm a fan of his research, for sure, man. Great mind. Here's his channel. I'm going to leave his channel in the description of this video. In case you don't, if you don't know who this person is, what planet have you been on? Great author. Born on the same day as Elon Musk, June 28th, 1954. We're going to cover that. And I hope he gets to watch this. Greg Braden, Torah Code, and it was because of this video right here, this biblical prophecy that triggered me to do this presentation. So let's jump into this. Let me show you some scripted reality. I hope he gets to see this because he's all about the code and the computer scientist stuff, and I would love to join forces with this guy. I really would. Anyway, he was born on June 28th, 1954. June 28th is the 179th day of the year, and then you just go into mathematics, and you know how big prime numbers are, right? Yeah, 179. He was born in the common year, 1954. So 179th day of the year was June 28th. It's the 41st prime number, which is the numerology of Genesis 1 verses 1, man. It wasn't Yahweh Elohim. It was the Elohim that created the heavens and earth. You know, if you were Yahweh, wouldn't you put your signature in the very beginning? I would. But nope, it was Elohim. It was just Elohim. Yahweh doesn't come on the scene until the second book, which is actually Genesis 2 verses 4. Very bizarre, if you ask me. But anyway, there you go. Let us make man in our image. Genesis 1 verses 26. Yeah, is Greg Braden in control of his life? Here's my final answer. Absolutely not. Being used just like everybody else. But I have the utmost respect when I say that. So here's the code, man. And I hope, like I said, I hope he gets to see this because I hope he starts using this. You could find tons of clues in the Torah. And what's the 179th digit of the Torah? Well, I have it highlighted there, the arrow pointing at it. Well, it's the Yod, of course. So on comes the first letter of the 10th letter. And this to me is the apostrophe in English. It means possession. I've already covered the Yod HaVayah decoded. But how about that? So he's got his birthday being tied to the Elohim, Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1 has 28 letters. There it is. Genesis 1:1 has 28 letters total. His birthday's on the 28th. Yeah, okay. And he's on the 179th day of the year, which is the letter Yod. No coincidences there. So there's some code breaking for you. And then we couldn't leave this out, of course. A big proponent of the Bible, the Vatican. Yeah, all roads lead to Rome. Already did the decode on that using the Latin cipher. The 23 letters of their alphabet. That's a 179, which just so happens to lead to their latitude north of their location. Why is that? Well, because we're living in a simulated reality. We're living in a predestined scripted reality. 41 plus 12 is 53, and that's tied to the numerology of Yeshua in Hebrew, and it's also the element iodine on the periodic table. But it's tied to the sons of God because of the Elohim being tied to that 41. So there you go. Now you know. And it's all, they're all in bed together, meaning that it's all connected, this, the synchronicities of this. So here's where it gets super interesting. Like, you want to talk about a scripted reality, right? And this is how I support we're not in control of our reality. We're just doing our jobs. So he was born on the 28th, and here is his Gregorian life path. We have several life paths. Here's his Gregorian, June being the sixth month on the Gregorian calendar. He was born on the 28th, 1954, and that's a total of 107, which is the 28th prime number matching his birthday. So this man is dialed in, as you could say. He's dialed in. The 28 is a magnificent number tied to the house of Taurus and Scorpio, if you're somebody who follows astrology. Venus and Pluto, Mars. Okay, so these are big humdingers. And, you know, I reverse engineered this because of the fact of why I wanted to do this presentation. So I have the big arrow. I have it zoomed in, but here's the screenshot of this topic he was talking about, where they converted the Torah into numbers. So I'm going to get into that, but I wanted to highlight and show you this timestamp. This is how I know we're not in control of our reality. This timestamp was exactly at the moment where he brought on this right here. And he talks about the computer scientists and how they converted the Torah, the five books, and there's a total of 304,805 numbers, or letters, if you will. And he, exactly at that timestamp is when he first splashed that on the screen. And ladies and gentlemen, 107:28, yeah, right there. Can't miss it. Right? But this is how scripted our reality is. We're just playing out our screenplays, which I, how long have, not just myself, how long have we been saying this? Years upon years that we're living in a scripted reality. So there it was. So I'm going to extend upon this and show you how scripted this is, how amazing this is. So we're going to do, I guess you could say some computer scientist stuff, but you know, I'm a code breaker. So we're going to break some code here, and we're going to talk about Ra Yahweh, because that's what the God of the Bible is. The Yod is Ra. So Hebrew gets predated by the Egyptian mythologies. I already covered this in the Tower of Ra. I'm going to re-show you that. But as you can see, we're going to use this number here. So supposedly 304,805 total letters in the Torah, the five books. Right there. Meticulously counted. Now, I'm just regurgitating this. I don't have absolute support of this. I'm just going off of what Greg Braden has presented to the world. Okay, but 304,805, that's the number we're going to use. And what the first thing I'm going to do is just going to add them up. As a numerologist, this is one of the things that we do. We simply take a group of numbers and we add them up. So the zero has no value, but the 3, 4, 8, 5 does. And that gives us the number 20. And what is the 20th letter of the Torah? I mean, this is obviously a big number, 304,805. What's the 20th letter? Well, it's Resh, of course. Resh, which is the head, right? So you go to the origins, and it means the head honcho, right? The chief. But see what it is in Arabic? It's Ra. And just like that, see, these letters are very interesting. That's why I love Hebrew, because the letters, they're shapes and they have meanings beyond just the value, especially when you do the numerology of them. But you notice that when you spell out the word Yod or Yod, it's the 10th letter, but when you spell it out phonetically, you get the value of 20. So the Resh, which means the head, which is the 20th letter, matches with the phonetic spelling of the Yod or Yod, which they kind of look very similar. Matter of fact, these letters in the Torah, they all kind of have the Yod in them because it's the smallest letter. And this, to me, means possession. Okay. possession. That's why Genesis 6 verses 3 has God saying, my spirit shall not reside in man forever. But you can see how the value of resh or resh in the Arabic, which is Ra, is 21. Ra is 21 in the Chaldean, the oldest numerology cipher that I know of. And then there it is. No one gets to the Father except through me. Well, now you have Abba, the Father, being the same values, the one and the two. And this is just going to be hydrogen and helium on the periodic table because that's what the Father is. It's the Son. Psalms 84, verses 11. We're going to get to that on a different decode, but let's break down the yod again, shall we? So we're going to go to Genesis 1, verses 1, and we're going to look to the 20th letter. This is what we're going to do. We're just going to measure it. We did this in the Tower of Ra. I broke down the Watchtower, the JW organization. They're all worshiping Ra. It's all the same thing. That's what the yod is. But it's the 20th letter, and it's the 10th letter. So the 20th digit, the 20th letter in Genesis 1, verses 1 in the Torah, which is the fifth word, and the fifth letter is the yod. I mean, I could go on and on. And then you just convert it into chemistry, man, because chemistry is where it's at. This is the golden means of how you decode. Chemistry, man. Chemistry. It's all chemistry. We're made up of these elements. They're called elements. El is God. And the yod being the 10th letter gets these three elements because these are the three stable isotopes of neon. Notice the 21 right there, which is right here, and here, and here. Okay. The 20 is right there. So this is the most abundant. So I covered this in my yod Hey Vahe decoded. Covered this, but this is one of the slides, and this is the value of chemistry. We can take each element corresponding to each letter and add it up, and we get values and pictures. And why I have this image here is because this is how our reality works. This would be the yod, and the yod means the arm, and it's looking through the screen, and it's playing you and I. We're all God. We're all the divine. That's the beautiful thing about this kind of stuff. Here's just some kind of simple connections here just to show you the Ponzi scheme that we live in. You notice that, you know, the New Age name of the yod, Jehovah, matches the word demiurge, and the Gnostics called the demiurge Yaldabaoth in the Greek, and we even have the mighty Allah from the Quran. They're all 30s, you know, and these all are reduced down to the number 3, and 3 is going to give you Gimel on the Hebrew alphabet, which is going to lead to Pi and all that kind of stuff. And then we can extend upon this. But that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a Ponzi scheme, meaning that the origins all lead back to the source, and the source owns everything, right? It just kind of plays it all out. So let's extend upon this here. And we're going to talk about this 20th letter being the letter of Yod or Yod. And the element that corresponds to that, the most abundant isotope of neon. Neon means neos, which means new, right? Neon colors, light. I mean, that's because the yod's tied to the sun. And then neon, you see, comes from the word neos in Greek. So we go to the Greek numerology cipher now, the ancient Greek, not the modern. And we get the 55. So now what I want to do is, what's the 55th letter of the Torah? Well, we got to go to Genesis 1 verses 2, and we got to go 27 digits in, because 27 plus 28 is 55. And what is the 55th letter? Well, of course, it's going to be the Hey. So now we literally get the yod and the Hey tied to neon and neos. This is how scripted our reality is. This is how dialed in, how mathematically precise this code is. The numerology, the elements on the periodic table, the golden ratio, the sine and cosine waves. We could go on and on as code breakers and bring it all in here. But you see, this discovery was found in the Tower of Ra. So I'm just going to recap two slides, and to show you how the God of the Bible is Ra. I've been so fascinated with the element radium, and you know, there's Ra right on it, And this is where you're going to get time travel, 88 miles an hour, Back to the Future, et cetera, et cetera. But this element, 226, is the most stable isotope, has a half-life of 1,600 years. So I'm like, okay, what's the 88th digit in the Torah? And it was the hey. It was the second digit. And then what's the 226? Well, you guessed it. It's the yod. There it is. So the yod hey literally ends up becoming Ra, the sun god. And why I have pi here is because if you add up the neutrons, protons, and electrons of radium 226, 88 plus 88 plus 138, you're going to get 314. And that's because pi is the sine and cosine wave, which is the monad in Greek, and that is the sun. So the yod hey is the sun, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Psalms 84 verses 11 says the Lord God is a sun and shield, the moon. So there you have it right there. Okay. Ra being tied to the 226th and the 88th, which is exactly what Neos from Neon. And we started all from the 10th letter in the 20th position. So this is code breaking, folks. This is, if you want to be a code breaker and you want to start studying theology, and it doesn't matter what version you use, you can use the Greek Codex Sinaiticus, you can use the New World Translation, you can use the Quran. It really doesn't matter. I showed five different examples in the breakdown on the Watchtower Decoded. But anyway, let's get into the second topic now, Yahweh, Pi, and Phi. Yeah, the great mathematician Ra is, or the Yod. So I'm going to go back to these numbers, these six numbers, the total amount of digits or total amount of letters in the Torah. And now we're going to bring it into the string of the golden ratio. And this is magic. This is going to be magic now. If you log onto this site, sabidium.com, it will not include the 1 point. So I had to adjust this, just so you know. But this is including the 1.6180 all the way up to 304.805 of what Greg's claiming to be the total amount of letters in the Torah. Well, it starts at the 499,669th digit. And again, notice that it's a three. Remember this, that it's this, three. Just remember that it's this, three, 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 three. Just remember that. And three is what? Three is 3.14. Just remember that. So we're doing three. Started off the cornerstone of that number. But anyway, here's the magic. When you take it and you put it into numberempire.com, love that site. No idea who owns it, but I love you for it. 499669, where this thing starts off in the golden ratio, that is a prime number. And it's not just any prime number. It is a permutation of one of the strings of pi. How about that? You see it? 3.1415? Yeah. That's called a permutation of pi, which is right here. This is Ra, which is the Yod, the sun god. Okay? But it doesn't stop there. If you take this number and put it into numberempire.com, you get another prime number. Another prime number. And what is the prime number? 3.144 pi. This is the true meaning of pi. And if you're new to that, well, just go to Jane 108, Jane 108 Academy. This man's amazing. He'll explain to you that there are two pies, and his position is that this is the correct pi, the true value of pi. I'll leave that up to you. He brings in the golden ratio here. But that doesn't mean that we can't use that typical pi to measure from. It's an irregular pi, according to him, which is maybe why, don't say anything. See those digits right there? What do you see right there for the word Satan? 3.1415. Yeah. Are you ready to have that conversation, folks? Maybe. I mean, the word God is 14. Are you ready to have that conversation? Maybe you won't, because you think that they're separate. But anyway, so we get two pies. We get one pi here from the numbers of the total letters of the Torah measured in mathematics. We get one pi here, and then we get another pi after we plop that number in, we get the true value of pi according to Jane 108. How about that? Two pies, man, along with the golden ratio. Mathematically precise. That's what we're dealing with. So let's get into the next topic now. The Yode's signature. This one's big. This one's going to give some truth bombs. So I'm going to take the first chapter and verse of the Torah, right? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I'm going to locate the Yod Heh-Vav-Heh here. Here it is. The Yod, fifth letter. The He, 12th letter. The Wa or the Vav, 22nd letter. And then the He, to repeat it, 25th letter. Is there anything about that we can do? Yeah, we can add them up. Of course, this is all code, right? You code break with this. So you just add them up. 25 plus 22 plus 12 plus 5. Gives us a value of 64. How many squares on a chessboard? 64. The Masons, boy, those sneaky Masons, huh? Those sneaky Freemasons, boy. Woo, maybe they know a thing or two about something. 64 possible codons in our DNA. I'm just being funny, folks. Don't get mad at me for my dry humor. 64 possible codons of our DNA. Yep. But what can we connect to this from the periodic table? Gadolinium. Gadolinium, man, the average isotope according to the Royal Society of Chemistry, 157. It's got 64 protons. What do you see for the abbreviation there? God. Yeah, because if you go and study Hebrew, this is off of the Shabbat.org website, it's notorious to write it this way. Just like that? Yeah. I mean, there's reasons why, right? Out of respect, and why they use Adonai instead of they don't want to mispronounce the name out of respect. So I get it, but there it is. So is there any doubt? So now there's all the respect in the world because chemistry came through to support how they write it. So the Yod obviously is the GD here. And this is the seventh letter and the fourth letter in the English alphabet. And 74 is the element tungsten, and 74 is going to equate to our DNA. Already covered that in the RNA and the Terrence Howard decoded, if you want to check that one out. But you see, this element right here, the clues are in the icons. So gadolinium has a television screen, and that's because supposedly they used to make television screens with gadolinium on them. And you're on television. I mean, what more can I say here? You're God and you're on the television screen. Yeah, right here. Now, you want to see some scripted reality? Of course you do. So how about the man who discovered it? Here he is. John Charles. Right there. Discovered gadolinium. Not just gadolinium, but ytterbium, element number 70. Do you think he had control over his life? Do you think you have control over your life? Well, I'm going to ask you what you think about this. His full name numerology in the most reliable, oldest numerology cipher that I know of is 84. There's his total, which is very interesting because that's exactly the numerology of I am that I am, or I am who I am. In Hebrew, I'm using the original Hebrew now. Exodus 3 verses 14. This is the burning bush now. Why is it burning bush? Because it means the sun and the moon. The sun is fire. Who should I tell the Israelites? Who you are? I am who I am. I am that I am. I will become what I will become. However you want to do it. But there's the numerology right from Hebrew. 84. Yeah, it's the G-O-D, man, the G-D. See the connections? So do you think this man had a choice? Or maybe the more logical answer is he was being used to discover these elements because his role in reality was he was a chemist. And that's what his job was. That's what the divine was using him for. Yeah, I think the latter. I think that one. We have over 600 videos now to support that. This 84. But it doesn't stop here, of course, because we're going, what about this? This is the scripture that says, I am who I am. Well, that's raw, folks. Remember that 88 plus 226 is going to give you a total of 314. And that's pi, man. And pi is the sine wave that's the sun. It represents time. Pi is time. That's why it's an infinite measures of infinite measure of digits, and it's a circle. And that's what the sun does. It circles around the earth, as does the moon. The sun and the moon, man, that's what makes up the G-O-D, the Ra or the Re. Right? But then we get into the chemistry now. We'll get into the yod chemistry. And we'll now just simplify it a little bit. So, since this is the yod hey, right, which would represent what's using mankind, the va hey is mankind. That's at least how I see it. But what's 12 and 5? 17. So now we have oxygen. Oxygen, which comes from oxygenes, which means water forming. Okay? It's 8. 8 is the Taurus field. 8 is the infinity symbol. And O is the zero, the mouth. This is the 15th letter, and the devil card in the tarot is the 15th. Yeah, because that is what that is. And then you have us. 25 and 22, 47. Yeah, see, we become the titans. We are the titans, the fallen ones, through that story. However that looks, the titans, 22 are the protons. 22 is tied to the fool card in the tarot. This is tied to the strength card in the tarot. Okay, 47 and 17. So there you go. And, you know, ox, in Chinese, it's the ox. And the ox in the Hebrew alphabet is Aleph. It's got the ox head on it. Ox and bet. It's alphabet. The sun is alphabet. That's where you get alphabet from. But you can see when you do the numerology of titanium and oxygen, you get 26 and 26, which is exactly the total numerology of the Yod Heh Vav Heh. Not a coincidence. These, of course, add up to the number 52, which is tied to prison planet. I have a whole series out. I have 5 different prison planets. And the words magnetic and electric, because that's what we live in. We live in a we live in an electrical world. We become electric. This is going to be silver. Silver is the most electrical element on the periodic table. And then we're being ruled over by magnetism. It's magnetism and electricity and dielectricity. And now you get into those layers of how, now you get into really the true essence of science and physics and all that kind of stuff. So let's go back to the 304805. Now you know it's tied to Ra and Pi and the golden ratio, but we're gonna plop that back into the golden ratio again, right? We've already done this, the 449669, and that's going to be a prime number. But you see, this is 6 total digits here. So here they are. Here are all 6. 499669, 499670, all the way to 499674, all in order. So that is going to be 499674. And I'm just going to simply throw them in the calculator and add them up. 43, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39. What is the total? 228. Is there an element on the periodic table that has an isotope of 228? I'm glad you asked. Because there is, and it's called radium-228. So we go right back to Ra again, you see. So it just keeps, Ra just keeps coming up and keeps coming up and keeps coming up and keeps coming up and keeps coming up. I got more to show you on that, but if you need confirmation, and again, the precision of how the supernatural wrote this, whatever wrote this, the 228 is right here. You see this? The 228 found from this, all six of these, from the 304805, from this, mathematics, and then we just do simple addition, and we put it into chemistry, and the 228 is right there. And these elements make up the yod, the 17, and the vahe, the 47. See, we're talking about precision galore here. Mankind could never code this. We're decoding it, but coding it, no, not a chance. But because we have the advancement of technology and computers, it makes it a lot easier. And the numerology, just it makes it so much easier to decode from. We have all the elements, or at least up to 118 so far. Okay, but there's the 228 to confirm that. What about if we break these down into individual elements? More precision, right? So the yod gets boron, the fifth letter, boron. The he, being the 12th letter, gets magnesium. And it's so interesting because magnesium is what you take for better sleep. Yeah, so you stay asleep because we're sleepwalkers. And then the va or the wa is the 22nd letter, and that's titanium, of course, the Titans. And then another he becomes manganese, which is the word where the word magnet comes from. So interesting when you look at the icons of all those. And then you just add them up, right? You just add up, and this is called the molar mass, 55, 48, 24, and 11. And you get 138. If you're a fan of Jason Brashears and his Phoenix number, you would know that 138 is the Phoenix number. Well, what do you think creates the Phoenix event? Well, this is obviously saying it's the Yod Heh Vav Heh, but it's the sun and the moon. Because that's what the Yod is. Ra, actually. The 138. And we could just go right back to chemistry. And now you have barium. Barium 138. It's got 56 protons. And if we just go to numerology, I've done this a million times, but you have lights, camera, action. Big shout out to Roland, big great decoder. Showed me this many years ago, and it's been such a huge game changer. There you go. We're playing out the lights, camera, action. We're in a movie. Yeah, we're inside of a movie, and you could even do this. Spirit into matter. It's 56. Yeah, because it's the yod. It's light into matter, which is the Titans, right? The yod becoming a human being, an avatar, and then it's, you know, it's the good and bad. It's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? A moving away from just the tree of life, which is what I would imagine would be spirit. Right, and this is the Ba, the Ra and the Ba. I've covered that in the Ra and the Ba decoded. And then we can simply just reduce those numbers down. A lot of people like to do that. What's 8 plus 3 plus 1? 12. And it reduces down to the number 3, but there's the Father, 12, right? Because it's going to be Aleph and then Bet. Which is why Jesus, in the book of John, says, this is the only time Jesus ever mentioned the Father and calls it a name. Abba, O Father. Abba. You see the Abba. Yeah, the Ba. Abba. And you notice the numbers. And this is hydrogen and helium because hydrogen is the first element and helium is the second one. That's the Father. The Father is the Son. Yeah, the Son, which is Ra. So you have Ra, the Ba, and the Ka. And that's old. That's all ancient Egypt stuff, man. So it's really fascinating, and you know, these all reduce down to the number 3. There's the 3 right there. We've already covered, you know, how big the 3 is, pi, 3.14. That's the sun, makes the sine wave, et cetera, et cetera. What about when we do the numerology of these four elements? Manganese, titanium, magnesium, and boron, we get the 113. 3 plus 1 plus 4 is 5, the fifth letter is the yod. But the 113 is the big standout. And why is that? Well, because of this. Have you ever said this? Everything happens for a reason. You may just have kicked it around. Yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, it does, because we're living in a predestined, scripted reality, and we are puppets on strings. You're living through a screenplay, you see. And that's why everything happens for a reason has the same value as these four elements, Not a coincidence. Not a coincidence. 113 is the 30th prime number, and that's role play. See, we're being role played. And this element right here, which I've gone over on my Blood Sun and Bloodline Decoded and many others, this is our blood. The eight known blood types adds up to 286. Here they are right here. The numerology of all eight blood types, 286. And what do you think this is on the flag of Japan? They're going to say it's the sun, of course, because it's the sun becoming. But is that not a red blood cell? It most certainly is. Yeah. So we're being role played. That's exactly what's happening to us. And that's why everything happens for a reason. Because you're not in control of your reality. We're non-player characters. It pisses people off. They get so angry at that. But there's so much freedom when you can realize and you can surrender to that. That you're not in control of your reality. So let's kind of finish this decode up. And now let's just go to mathematics. And let's go to the prime numbers, right? So again, the fifth letter, the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, letter number 5. And the number 11 is the fifth prime number. The He is the 12th letter, and 37 is the 12th prime number. The Wa or the Vav is the 22nd letter, and 79 is the 22nd prime number. There's the gold being harvested for our gold energy. And then the He is the 25th letter, and 97 is the 25th prime number. Notice these are mirrors of one another. And we just add them up. 97, 79, 37, and 11. 224. Guess what that 224 is? Yep, right back to that radium again. There it is, the 224. So this is, again, a mathematically precise code that is undeniable, unless you just want to completely say, nah. But I mean, we don't even have to look to theology. We can study mainstream. We can study, you know, anything you want. Study your life, and you're going to find that you're scripted. You're playing out a scripted reality. And then just the ridiculousness of this when you convert the letters. You know, this is Yod Hey, and this is the fifth letter. It was located at the fifth. This is the 12th. You go to the English. What's the fifth and 12th letters? Well, it's the letter E and L. And what happens when you put E and L together? Well, you get L, baby. Yeah, you get the word for God there. So you convert it, it becomes L, and L is the Elohim, which is why it's first mentioned in Genesis 1 verses 1. Yahweh doesn't come on the scene till Genesis 2 verses 4. It's very, very fascinating. I don't know why that is, but I have a problem with that. But anyway, broke all that down, the Elohim decoded strictly on Patreon. Big shout out to all you Patreon members. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Torah code decoded featuring Greg Braden. I hope he gets to watch this. I'm a fan of his research. I love his work. I think he's an amazing human being. Obviously doing what he's supposed to be doing because he's living through a predestined scripted reality. So I'm a fan when I get to see people living out their passion, and that's what he does. And he's a gentleman, man. So I hope to meet him one day. I hope I get to break some code with him. That would be really cool. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, complete. We finished this one up. If you saw anything that I didn't pick up on, you know, drop a comment. Remember, it's all about loving here. So if you're going to leave any nasty comments, they'll be removed. Yeah, no toxicity. It's all, you don't have to agree, but you can get along. It's totally fine. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's all I got for today. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.